Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Today I'm going to share with you part two of our God Victorious 11-11-11 trip to New Zealand. Last week I told you about amazing events that have transpired over the past 25 years that paved the way for this cosmic moment and the events that are unfolding on this planet. The incredible shift in the Earth's crystal grid system that humanity and all life on Earth experienced on the days leading up to, including, and following November 11th, resulted in the greatest shift of light that we have experienced since we fell from grace eons ago. That activity of light was the culmination of events that have been unfolding for the past 25 years to help pave the way for the events that will take place throughout 2012. So let's continue with what happened on our sacred pilgrimage to New Zealand. As you know, during this cosmic moment, you and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. We are one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul and then invoke the light of God on his or her behalf. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned, the floodgates of heaven literally open in response to that heartfelt plea. Now, 2011 has been an extremely powerful year. So as we begin this process today and this sharing, please join with me now as we expand the light of God radiating through the hearts and minds of humanity that have been blessing the planet throughout this year. We open our heart and mind to become one with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and joining with the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world who are tuning in with us in consciousness. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transformed into a powerful force of light, a magnificent chalice that is cradling this planet. During our time together today in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we are invoking the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity. This light will flow through our heart flames to lift the consciousness of every person evolving on this planet and to bless all life on this sweet earth, helping each one to assimilate the miraculous events that have taken place through the month of November. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. This is the glorious God Victorious 11-11-11, Part 2. 11 is a master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. And encoded within humanity's DNA structures is the sacred geometry of 11-11 as well as 11-11-11. These geometric codes are activating within our DNA the pre-encoded archetypes that reflect the divine mission we have all volunteered to participate in. This mission involves humanity's awakening and Earth's ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite light. With the dawning of the 11th year of the new millennium, the earth and all life evolving upon her were catapulted forward in the light. On December 21st, 2010, we experienced the solstice and very powerful full moon lunar eclipse. The synchronicity of these two events occurring at the same time had happened only one other time in the past 2,000 years. This catapulted us forward through a new planetary cause of divine love. Then during the mystical month of May this year, Mother Earth was blessed with an influx of light from Mother Mary, who assisted the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to expand the threefold flame in our heart. This was the fulfillment of the covenant that Mother Mary made with each of us prior to this embodiment. The threefold flame in every person's heart is a reflection of the Holy Trinity, and it consists of the blue flame of power from our Father God, the pink flame of divine love from our Mother God, who is the Holy Spirit, and the yellow-gold flame of divine wisdom from the Son or Daughter of God, who is the Christ within each of us. Prior to the fall, our heart flame enveloped our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. But after the fall, this sacred fire was withdrawn to what we now refer to as the tiny spark of divinity in our heart. Before this embodiment, Mother Mary promised that when humanity reached the point in our awakening process that would allow us to return to the path of divine love we were always destined to achieve, she would help our I Am presence expand our heart flame to its original divine potential and size. With the shift of consciousness humanity has experienced since the initial impulse of harmonic convergence in August of 1987, and the critical mass of unity consciousness we reached in 2010, which allowed us to co-create this new planetary cause of divine love, Mother Mary was at long last given permission by our Father Mother God to help our I Am presences expand our heart flames. Then in August of 2011, we entered the 25th year of harmonic convergence. This would be the final year of the 25-year awakening process that began in August of 1987. During the 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination, which is an activity of light the New Age Study of Humanity Purpose has orchestrated in unison with the Company of Heaven every year since the first harmonic convergence, activities of light took place that prepared humanity and the elemental kingdom for the awesome events of 11-11-11. During the week of August 13th through the 18th, 2011, our new planetary cause of divine love was magnetized from the realms of cause and securely anchored in every person's newly expanded heart flame. This activity of light assured that in the not-too-distant future, the patterns of perfection that reflect the oneness and reverence for all life will be the order of the new day on planet Earth. On August 15th, 2011, the day celebrated in the outer world as Mother Mary's Ascension Day, our Mother God and all of the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity joined with the I Am presence of every person on Earth for an activity of light that would lift humanity and the elemental kingdom into higher levels of divine cooperation. After an intensified violet fire cleansing of the patterns reflecting the atrocities humanity has inflicted on the body of Mother Earth, our Mother God sent forth a clarion call, invoking the indigenous elders from all time frames and dimensions. These ancient ones are the grandmothers and grandfathers who have held the sacred space for the ultimate healing between humanity and the elemental kingdom. There were many times when the love and dedication of the indigenous peoples of the world were the only thing that kept the elemental kingdom from abandoning the earth and allowing humanity to perish. In a magnificent procession of light, the ancestral indigenous peoples from every continent on earth responded to our Mother God's heartfelt call and descended into the atmosphere of earth. These beings traversed the earth north, south, east, and west, and took their strategic positions above the continents of their ancient homelands. Our Father Mother God gave permission for these beings of light to return to earth, declaring that it was time for them to reap the rewards of their selfless labors. The events that took place at the 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination completed the final steps of preparation for what was to occur during our sacred pilgrimage in New Zealand for 11-11-11. Now, November 11, 2011, was the 11th day of the 11th month of the 11th year of the new millennium. This was a moment in time that held the focus of humanity's attention in a way that was instrumental in triggering the activation of the sacred geometric codes of 11-11-11 within humanity's DNA. Through this activation, cellular changes are now taking place that are allowing the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to integrate into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies in new and profound ways. So now, here is a brief recap of the miraculous events that took place during our pilgrimage to New Zealand. All of the souls who journeyed with us to that sacred land felt that they had truly experienced what heaven on earth will be like. To be in the pristine beauty of Mother Nature with like-minded people whose hearts are wide open is amazing in itself. But when each and every one of them are dedicated to selflessly serving humanity and all life on this sweet earth with love and reverence, the experience is life-transforming. Precious hearts, this is something that I hope that you will be able to experience in the very near future. The events of the days leading up to, including, and following November 11, 2011 were multifaceted and multidimensional. Literally millions of light workers all over the planet added to the light of the world during that sacred time by participating in countless activities of light. The most vital activity of light involved another quantum shift that was destined to take place within Earth's crystal grid system. To help facilitate this facet of the divine plan, the Company of Heaven asked us to take a group of light workers to New Zealand. Now, the reason we were asked to travel to New Zealand is because of the critical role that sacred land is playing in Earth's ascension process. Pulsating within the etheric realms above New Zealand is a complex of temples that serve as the elemental training center for all of the elemental beings serving the earth. These are the beings who co-create and sustain the physical substance that comprises the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of Mother Earth and humanity. The Elohim and the directors of the elements are presently training fifth-dimensional elemental beings who will reinforce the battered and abused elemental beings serving the earth at this time. The fifth-dimensional elementals will assist in co-creating the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Now, another reason that New Zealand is playing such an important role in Earth's ascension process is that she receives the first impulse of light for every new day on the planet. This meant that the first frequencies of 11-11-11 would enter the planet through New Zealand and then spread around the globe in a wave of resplendent light. The beings of light reveal to us that the North and South Islands of New Zealand serve as the hands for Mother Earth. We receive and transmit energy through our hands, and every acupuncture meridian associated with our chakra system is represented within the acupuncture pressure points in our hands. The light flowing through our chakras and acupuncture meridians is from our Father, Mother, God. This is our life force, and it nourishes and sustains every cell, gland, muscle, organ, and function in our body. This is our gift of life that allows us to live, move, think, and breathe in the physical plane. When we receive light through our hands, it is transmitted through every acupuncture meridian to help unblock the areas in our body that are having trouble receiving and assimilating the electronic light substance from our Father, Mother, God. The hands of Mother Earth likewise receive and transmit light through her crystal grid system to help unblock the areas in her body that are having trouble assimilating the light of God. We were told by the Company of Heaven that the first facet of our mission for our sacred pilgrimage was to serve as a mighty transformer through which the light of God would flow into the hands of Mother Earth to unblock the meridians within her crystal grid system. These blocks had been created by the atrocities humanity has inflicted on the body of Mother Earth through nuclear testing, mining, drilling for oil, and appalling pollution. The Earth's crystal grid system needed to be unblocked so that she would be able to receive the monumental influx of light that was destined to occur on 11-11-11 without triggering any cataclysmic Earth changes. The light workers participating in our pilgrimage arrived in Auckland on November 7th. There were 110 of us, and we traveled to New Zealand from 17 countries. The first night, we were gifted with the Moray cultural performance and blessing. The Maoris are the indigenous people of New Zealand. This had the effect of instantly connecting our hearts and minds with the peoples of this sacred land. At dinner, we gave each of the light workers a pendant of the New Zealand greenstone called Poanamu. This is a traditional gift of the Maori tribes. The greenstone, or jade, is carved into various symbols that reflect specific archetypes for personal transformation and spiritual growth. The symbols received by the pilgrims reflected life, new beginnings, peace, and a bond of friendship that unites cultures together eternally. On November 8th, we had our opening ceremonies, and we invited people from New Zealand to join us. More than 200 New Zealanders from both the North and South Islands came to weave their love into our chalice of light. Some beautiful Maori women gave us another blessing by singing a sacred chant. Then we invoked the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth for a powerful healing that would help prepare humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies to receive the influx of light that was about to occur on 11-11-11. The paths that we were guided to take throughout New Zealand led us to the acupuncture points in the hands of Mother Earth that were related to the meridians in her crystal grid system. These were the grids that needed the most assistance with removing the blockages. On November 9th, we began our journey from Auckland, and we traveled in three coaches. Each one was representing an aspect of humanity's newly expanded threefold flame, and the threefold flame in the heart of Mother Earth. There was the blue flame of our Father God's power, the pink flame of our Mother God's love, and the yellow gold flame of the Son or Daughter of God's divine wisdom. We traveled first to Glenbrook Vintage Railway for a nostalgic 12-kilometer trip back in time on a beautifully restored vintage steam train. Afterwards, we were served morning tea by women dressed in traditional costumes from that period. We then traveled through the beautiful countryside to Longland Dairy Farm, where we enjoyed a wonderful home-cooked lunch. After lunch, we continued to Rotorua and Paradise Valley Springs. There we were able to bathe in the warm waters of the natural healing springs, go on nature walks, and observe the wonders of the wild animals and native birds that were close at hand. New Zealand is truly a paradise of scenic splendor, and it is obvious that New Zealand is the outer world training ground for the elemental kingdom. Everywhere you look, there are exquisite elemental creations. There are majestic snow-capped mountains, crystal-clear lakes, streams and waterfalls, an aquamarine ocean, green rolling hills, towering pine forests, an array of flowers that are larger and more brilliant in color and more fragrant than any we had ever experienced. On November 10th, we rode on a gondola, on a skyline gondola, up the mountain to a beautiful outlook point that overlooked Rotorua City and the surrounding hinterlands. There we had breakfast before traveling on to experience some wonderful animal kingdoms in New Zealand. A visit to the Agrodome allowed us to connect with the various sheep breeds and the sheepdogs that New Zealand is famous for. Then we continued our pilgrimage to Waiothermal Wonderland. This is New Zealand's most colorful and diverse geothermal area. This amazing spot features geysers, beautifully colored hot and cold pools, huge mineral terraces, and pools of boiling mud. As we experienced the incredible diversity of the elemental kingdom in New Zealand, it became clear that that country is truly outpicturing the microcosm of the macrocosm for the elemental kingdom on planet Earth. That evening, we had a powerful Maori cultural experience at the Rainbow Springs Beauty by Night celebration. We watched a Maori presentation that included Maori warriors paddling downstream by canoe, traditional Maori dances, songs, and sacred ceremonies. After the presentation, we shared a succulent hangi meal that had been prepared in the traditional way by our Maori hosts. Then we went on a tranquil bushwalk and had viewings of the nocturnal kiwi, New Zealand's national bird, and several other indigenous birds and animals from New Zealand. Our amazing experience concluded with a visit to the sacred fairy spring. The next day was November 11th, 11-11-11. We left Rotorua early and planned to stop along the way for the opening of the portal in New Zealand, which was going to take place between 11 and 11:11 a.m. As time drew near, we chose a spot at a beautiful lake. The lake was named Taupo. When our three coaches pulled into the clearing at the lake, the heavens were literally filled with the ancestral grandmothers and grandfathers from the indigenous cultures, from all time frames and dimensions. These were the beings of light whom our Father, Mother, God had recently given permission to return to Earth. These precious souls came to welcome us and to join hearts and minds with us as the first portal for 11-11-11 was open to full breath. When we arrived at the lake, the Maori people, who were already gathered there, said that in their culture, this lake is considered the most sacred spot in New Zealand. They said there are huge etheric crystals within the lake that have held the balance for the elemental kingdom and Mother Earth for millennia. They told us the crystals were placed in Lake Taupo by the sisters and brothers from the stars. The scintillating waters of this lake are known for their healing properties. We could not have chosen a more perfect place for our 11-11-11 meditation if we had tried to. As time approached, we walked to a beautiful green hill overlooking the lake, and we sat on the soft green grass and connected with Mother Earth and the elemental kingdom. For the final step of preparation, we joined together to experience the visualization that Mother Mary has given to us in order to help our I Am presence integrate into our fifth-dimensional solar light bodies. As our earthly bodies receive this light, we were each lifted to a higher frequency of vibration. We did this activity of light for ourselves, and we served as surrogates on behalf of all humanity in order to accomplish this activity of light through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. At 11 a.m., we entered the silence of our hearts while the celestial music titled Musical Rapture wafted through the air. As we sat in breathless awe of what was transpiring, seven black swans swam across the lake and joined us in silence. For 11 minutes, heaven and earth became one. Our Father, Mother, God sounded a cosmic tone, and the solar logos from suns beyond suns breathed a shaft of light from the core of creation into the very heart of beloved Mother Earth. This shaft of light opened the very first portal of solar light on Earth. The opening of this portal of solar light initiated Earth's transfiguration into the solar being she is destined to become. Once the portal of solar light was opened to full breadth, the mighty Elohim, who are the builders of form, directed the fifth-dimensional directors of the elements to place within Earth's crystal grid system new solar record-keeper crystals. These solar crystals have been encoded with the immaculate concept of the divine plan that will result in the transfiguration of not only Mother Earth, but also humanity and all life evolving on this planet into our fifth-dimensional solar reality of God's infinite perfection. As the sun and the suns behind the sun traversed the earth on that sacred and holy day, new portals of solar light were opened around the world. Lightworkers in every time zone focused the collective cup of their consciousness from 11 to 11:11 a.m. When each portal was opened to full breadth, the new solar record keeper crystals were placed in Earth's crystal grid system in that location and activated to their full divine potential by the fifth-dimensional directors of the elements. After our sacred experience at Lake Taupo, we continued our pilgrimage to the beautiful chateau at Mount Tongariro. This sublime chateau is surrounded by snow-capped mountains and amazing nature trails that lead through various types of beautiful vegetation to magnificent waterfalls. When we arrived, we shared a delicious lunch with the New Zealanders who had come to join us for our afternoon meditation. That afternoon, the Company of Heaven asked us to once again serve as surrogates for the family of humanity. The divine intent of the activity of light we were being asked to accomplish was designed to help every person on earth more easily assimilate the sacred knowledge from the new solar record keeper crystals. That knowledge was flowing through the crystal grid system in ever-increasing frequencies as portal after portal was being opened, time zone by time zone. The activity of light we were asked to do on behalf of our sisters and brothers involved invoking the I Am presence of every person and asking that aspect of humanity's divinity to hold a sacred space around each person's pineal gland. The beings of light said that it was necessary in order for each of our pineal glands to be able to receive the solar light and the sacred knowledge from the new record keeper crystals without that spiritual brain center being overwhelmed or experiencing excess stress. Once a force field of light was placed around each person's pineal gland by him, his or her I Am presence, waves of solar light from our Father, Mother, God flowed into the heart flames of the solar logos who were opening the portals in each time zone. The solar logos then projected this solar light into the newly placed and activated solar record keeper crystals. These crystals were encoded with sacred knowledge that could now be easily assimilated directly into humanity's pineal glands. This activity of light expanded in momentum, time zone by time zone, as the solar light portals were opened, one by one, around the world. The Company of Heaven said that the magnitude of the shift that transpired within Earth's crystal grid system and within humanity's pineal glands on 11-11-11, and what that shift will mean to our awakening process and our ascension into the light is glorious beyond anything we are able to comprehend with our finite minds. On November 12th, our Father, Mother, God consecrated and sealed in the light of divine truth the activities of light that had been God victoriously accomplished on 11-11-11. Then the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth asked us to activate the first archetype for our new solar reality. Those archetypes involve what the beings of light said is the greatest need of the hour for humanity: reclaiming God's infinite abundance as our divine birthright. Through a powerful violet fire activity, the lightworkers gathered in New Zealand and the Company of Heaven joined forces to transmute the obsolete thought forms of lack and limitation that have resulted in the elemental kingdom manifesting inclement weather conditions which have caused dire states of poverty all over the world. After that intensified cleansing process, the archetypes containing the sacred knowledge on how humanity will reclaim God's infinite abundance were activated within the mental and emotional strata of Earth. That sacred knowledge is now flowing into the hearts and minds of awakening humanity. People all over the world are raising up in consciousness and beginning to tap into new ideas and viable solutions that will change the way our individual and global finances are handled. The old paradigms of greed, selfishness, corruption, and the abuse of power are crumbling away, and the archetypes for our new solar reality and God's infinite abundance are now filtering into humanity's consciousness. These archetypes reflect the oneness of all life and humanity's responsibility to respond to all financial activities and situations with integrity, honesty, generosity, love, and consideration always for the highest good of all concerned. After that activity of life, we were told by the Company of Heaven that the focus for the next phase of our pilgrimage would be to help humanity integrate into our earthly bodies the higher frequencies of vibration associated with the new solar record keeper crystals. The intent of this mission was to prepare every person at an atomic cellular level for a powerful activity of light that would take place on the final day of our pilgrimage. On November 13th, we traveled through Tongariro National Park on our way to Wellington, where we spent the night, our final night, on the North Island. The next morning, we left the hotel early to catch the Inter-Islander Ferry for a scenic cruise to the South Island. We sailed across Cook Strait into the sheltered waters of Queen Charlotte Sound. When we arrived at Picton, we were welcomed by our new coach drivers. We then boarded the coaches and traveled to the beautiful Hanmer Springs, where we spent the night. Hanmer Springs is set in a breathtaking natural landscape surrounded by forests and mountains. The award-winning Hanmer Springs thermal pools and spa blessed us with 9 open-air thermal pools, 3 sulfurous pools, and 4 private thermal pools, as well as a sauna and a steam room. The next morning, we had a leisurely breakfast before beginning our journey to Christ Church. This journey took us past the beautiful Waihu River and through the Balmoral Forest. We crossed over the Hoonarani River and traveled through farmlands, vineyards, and olive groves that characterize the Waipara region, which is known for its wine and food. Our initial plans were to stay in Christ Church for this part of the pilgrimage, but in September 2010, Christ Church had a devastating earthquake that made our stay there impossible. Since that time, there have been 13 very powerful earthquakes in Christ Church. The light workers on our pilgrimage were disappointed that we were not going to be able to go to Christ Church, but we agreed to send light and healing to the earth and everyone living in Christ Church as we traveled nearby. When we passed Christ Church on our way to Terrace Downs Resort, where we were going to spend the night, our bus drivers took a detour that led us to a little stone church in Hororata. This was not on our itinerary, so we asked the drivers why they brought us to this church, and they all said, "Well, this church is on our itinerary." We looked at the bus driver's itinerary, and sure enough, the church was listed there, even though it was not on our itinerary. We felt like there was some divine intervention going on, so we got out of the coaches to explore why we had come to this particular beautiful little church. As we began walking the grounds of St. John's Church, the energy was incredibly powerful. After a few minutes, the vicar came out to meet us. It was a woman named Jenny, who was the caretaker of the church. She told us that the church was actually the very epicenter of the earthquake that devastated Christ Church in September 2010. And she said that the 3 fault lines that go through the South Island of New Zealand intersect right where this church is located. Jenny said the church was built in the 1700s, during the earthquake, the church was lifted 12 inches off the ground and dropped back down. This caused a lot of damage to the structure and the stonework, so we weren't able to go into the church because it was being refurbished. But after talking to Jenny, we realized that we had arrived at the perfect location for the healing that we wanted to invoke for Christ Church and all of the beautiful people affected by the earthquakes. I asked the first vicar if she would bless us with an invocation, which she graciously did. Then we invoked the company of heaven, including Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection, and all of the beings associated with the elemental kingdom, and asked them to reinforce all of the cracks, faults, fissures, tectonic plates, and wounds in New Zealand and throughout the body of Mother Earth. After we concluded our invocation, we held hands and formed a circle around St. John's Church. We had a moment of silence before chanting the sacred Om together. We then flooded the church, Mother Earth, and all life on this blessed planet with our love. When we felt a sense of completion, we boarded our coaches once again and continued our journey to Terrace Downs Resort. Terrace Downs Resort is wonderful, and it's located in a stunningly beautiful location. When we arrived at the church, at the resort, there was an incredibly powerful wind blowing through the valley. I personally had never experienced such strong winds. The caretakers of the resort said the wind began about an hour before we arrived, and it blew throughout the night. There was definitely a powerful element of cleansing taking place. When we awoke in the morning, the wind had stopped, and we were blessed with crystal clear skies, snow-capped mountains, and a very peaceful silence. After breakfast, we continued our pilgrimage across the Canterbury Plains and past the Southern Alps. We ascended Burke's Pass and the McKenzie County and passed into McKenzie County and the milky blue waters of Lake Tikapu on our way to Wanaka, where we spent the night. The next morning, we continued our journey to Queenstown, which is situated on the beautiful Lake Wakatipu. There we would complete our final 3 days of our pilgrimage. That evening, we took a wonderful cruise across the lake aboard the steamship TSS Earnslaw for a magnificent dinner at the Colonel's homestead at Walter Peak High County Farm. On November 18th, the Company of Heaven revealed the next phase of our mission. They said that there was a triangle that is formed between Queenstown, Teano, and Milford Sound, and that this triangle would play a key role in one of the most important facets of our pilgrimage. The triangle is the geometric reflection of the Holy Trinity, and this particular triangle is the acupuncture point in the hands of Mother Earth that is directly connected to the heart meridian and the threefold flame for the planet Earth. In 1992, the light flowing through this triangle in New Zealand was instrumental in lifting the Earth and all her life up the spiral of evolution into the fourth dimension. That occurred on January 11, 1992, during the global event called Ascending Through the Doorway of 1111. Since our new solar record keeper crystals were placed within Earth's crystal grid system on 11-11-11, it was time for the light of God to once again flow through this portal to lift the heart flame of Mother Earth into the higher frequencies of her new solar reality in the fifth dimension. So early on the morning of November 18th, we boarded our three coaches to travel along the route of the triangle from Queenstown to Teano and Milford Sound. The divine intent of this phase of our pilgrimage was to activate the triangle through which the threefold flame for Mother Earth would be lifted into the frequencies of her new fifth-dimensional solar reality. Each of our coaches were reflecting one of the aspects of the threefold flame: the blue flame of our Father God's divine power, the pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, and the yellow gold flame of the Son or Daughter of God's divine wisdom. As we traveled along the triangle, the light of God flowed through our heart flame, and the light workers in each coach lifted the corresponding aspect of Mother Earth's threefold flame into the highest frequency of solar light that cosmic law would allow. When we arrived in Milford Sound, we boarded a beautiful cruise ship that took us through the breathtaking mile-high Mitre Peak through the fjords of New Zealand. The elementals serving there are in that location are obviously working overtime. After this cruise, we journeyed back to Queenstown, and the coaches had to take the same way back. So 11 of our group chose to fly on the scenic plane route from Milford Sound back to Queenstown, and the direct route they took back to Queenstown completed the third side of our triangle. That evening, we were scheduled to have, that evening, we had our dinner and spent the night in New Zealand. Then on November 19th, we experienced the final day of our pilgrimage. And that evening, we were scheduled to have our closing ceremonies of light at the hotel before taking a gondola ride to the Skyline restaurant overlooking Queenstown for dinner. To our amazement, the hotel said that the arrangements had been made for us to have our closing ceremonies in the conference room of the Skyline restaurant. That could not have been more perfect. We took the gondola ride up to the conference room, and that beautiful room was surrounded with windows that overlooked the sparkling lights of Queenstown and the surrounding snow-capped mountains. We literally felt like we were in the heavenly realms overlooking the wonders of the new earth. As we gathered in the upper room, our Father, Mother, God began to reveal to us the magnitude of what was about to happen. Through the God victorious accomplishments of 11-11-11, the new record keeper crystals were placed in the Earth's crystal grid system. Then the patterns of perfection that reflect the immaculate concept of humanity's full divine potential as solar light beings were now pulsating into the heart and mind of the I Am presence of every person on Earth. Humanity's pineal glands and other spiritual brain centers had been awakened by our I Am presence during the 11-11-11 activities, and these centers were now assimilating the sacred knowledge that was programmed into the solar record keeper crystals by our Father, Mother, God. The newly activated triangle in New Zealand, that is the portal for Mother Earth's heart meridian and threefold flame, was now pulsating with the frequencies of light that will enable her to sustain herself in the fifth dimensional frequencies of her new solar reality. After all of those events, victoriously accomplished, our Father, Mother, God said that those wondrous events had brought to fruition the time long foretold when humanity would be able to receive from the Holy Spirit, our Mother God, the baptism by sacred fire. Our godparents said that all was in readiness, and each of us entered the silence of our heart. At that time, our Father, Mother, God sounded a cosmic tone, and the company of heaven responded. The lightworkers gathered in the upper room entered the divinity of our threefold flames, and in reverence and silence, we began an activity of light beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. With gratitude and abounding joy, we offered to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. Then in unison with the company of heaven, we created a chalice of light, a holy grail, through which the sacred fire breath of the Holy Spirit, our beloved Mother God, would flow to baptize every man, woman, and child on earth. In a cascade of resplendent light, the floodgates of heaven opened, and gathered in the atmosphere above the newly activated triangle for the portal of Mother Earth's heart meridian and threefold flame were the luminous presences of our Mother God and the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity. They were joined by the entire company of heaven, which included the solar logos from suns beyond suns, the mighty Elohim and directors of the elements, ascended masters, angelic, galactic, and cosmic beings throughout infinity. And they also included the sons and daughters of God evolving on this planet. With the entire universe focusing their light on this tiny planet, our beloved Mother God breathed the sacred fire breath of the Holy Spirit into the crown chakra of every person's I Am presence. Once the fire breath of the Holy Spirit was assimilated into our spiritual brain centers by our I Am presence, this gift from on high merged with the threefold flame in our hearts. As this influx of sacred fire bathed every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy within the cells of our body, we were each lifted into frequencies of energy, vibration, and consciousness beyond anything we had ever experienced. As the effects of this baptism of the Holy Spirit by sacred fire began to gradually reflect into our earthly experience, we will comprehend the enormity of what has occurred. As astounding as this may seem, our Father, Mother, God said, the baptism of sacred fire that we have all received now on that sacred and holy day will result in a quantum shift of consciousness that is very similar to what the disciples experienced after their baptism by the Holy Spirit in the upper room. That event took place just 10 days after Jesus' ascension, and that day is recognized annually as Pentecost. With the fulfillment of that facet of the divine plan, our pilgrimage to New Zealand was complete, and after our closing ceremony, we adjourned to the restaurant for a wonderful dinner and celebration. The miraculous activities of life that took place in New Zealand and throughout the world on 11 and 11-11 built in momentum until November 22, 2011. 22 is the master number that reflects power on all planes and the ability to change the course of history. On that day, the cellular integration of the collective activities of life from 11-11-11 were sealed within the earthly bodies of humanity by our I Am presences, and also within the body of Mother Earth. Then on November 24th, there was a powerful eclipse that expanded that light and the baptism of the Holy Spirit that we had received on November 19th, amplifying the awakening that is now taking place within our pineal glands and our spiritual brain center. On December 10th, we experienced another very powerful lunar eclipse. This celestial alignment bathed the human kingdom, the elemental kingdom, and the angelic kingdom, serving the earth with frequencies of light that are helping us assimilate the influx of solar light in new and profound ways. On December 12th, we experienced the celebration of the Virgin of Guadalupe, who is an archetype of Mother Mary and a reflection of the Divine Feminine. Next year, on this anniversary date, we will experience 12-12-12, and the love nature of God within every person is going to be raised to new heights. On December 21st, we experienced the solstice, and that influx of light intensified all of the light being generated through humanity's focus of attention on the spiritual and religious celebrations that are taking place during this time of year. Collectively, this influx of light is now going to carry us into the new year of 2012 on a wave of unity consciousness. 2011 has been the most transformative year that we have ever experienced. Now, 2012 is going to be an amazing year. There are going to be intense solar flares and explosions of light from the sun that will enhance Earth's transformation into our new solar reality. And as long as we stay focused on the light and the miracles that are taking place daily and hourly, instead of the negativity that is surfacing to be cleansed and healed, we are going to experience the long-expected and light-filled year of 2012 in wonder and awe. Precious hearts, this is a magical time. Focus on the divinity within your heart. Contemplate the miracles that your I Am presence has God victoriously accomplished through you on your behalf. I wish you a glorious holiday season and a blessed new year. Please join with us again next week as we expand the light of the world and prepare for the birthing of 2012. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.